You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Angela Alioto has been involved with politics in San Francisco for longer than she's been a politician. That's because her father, Joseph Alioto, was the city's mayor 50 years ago. Alioto has had a distinguished career in elected office herself. She served on the Board of Supervisors in the 90s and was president of the board for a few years. Now she wants to be mayor. Here's her one-minute pitch.
I am running for mayor of San Francisco because of the state of the city, from the disgraceful amount of poor people living on our streets to the filthiness of our streets to seriously addicted people literally dying in our streets when they should be in rehab and not be allowed to just sit there while we walk by. It's not a third world, and it's being treated that way. Nobody can afford to live here. Affordable prices are starting at $130,000 salary. That's not affordable. We need to keep our teachers, our police, and our fire, and our emergency services, and nurses here in town, and they just can't afford to live here. I don't think I've ever seen San Francisco in a worse shape. And so I decided to run for mayor when I really hadn't intended to.
That's San Francisco mayoral candidate Angela Alioto. She sat down with KLW's Ben Trefney to talk more about her candidacy. Here's an excerpt from that conversation.
So you mentioned toxins in some building sites, and Hunters Point Shipyard,
right,
of course, there's a lot of controversy about what's happening there with soil samples taken on some parcels there that were found to be falsified. This is a former Superfund site, and it's a location where Lennar Corporation is building 12,000 housing units overall. And as mayor, what do you plan to do about this scandal?
Well, you know, we were just talking about who hires who, and I said I would never trust the defense in their experts. The city needs to have their own person tell them exactly what these toxins are. I get that the Navy has a duty and obligation pursuant to their contract of sale. I get that. But having said that, when they come back with something that turns out to be fraudulent, the first thing you do is send them a bill for your guy, for your engineers to come in and tell us really and truly what's going on here. And the problem with that, as with so much more in politics, is a form of, you know, this pay-for-play stuff that's going on at City Hall. It's pretty amazing.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, you're going to get something if you pay for it. And there have been big players in that for many years in San Francisco now. And my candidacy basically stops that, which is why I'm so opposed. But you know, you're going to get a toxic report that's either legitimate for the city or legitimate for the builders in the city that want it built, as opposed to the Navy, who still has an obligation to give you a clean bill of health and had to fraudulently give us a report because they were obligated to give us a report.
When you talk about pay for play, I mean, you're a lawyer, of course, and so an allegation like that is pretty severe, but you also have been involved with city politics for a very, very long time. What would you do about that? Because a lot of people think about corruption in City Hall, but there's not a lot of names named necessarily.
Oh, there actually has been in history. What I would do about it, I would stop it.
How?
Let me give you an example. I wrote the first smoking ban, okay, in the United States of America, and I banned smoking in the workplace. And when I did that, I had all sorts of fights because Willie Brown on the state level had given immunity to the tobacco industry, immunity to an industry that swore it was not addictive, and yet they knew very well it was addictive and killing people. And on a napkin at a restaurant, while everybody's enjoying lunch, they sign a document that the state of California can't sue the tobacco industry. Unconscionable. Absolutely unconscionable. You know, Willie's famous for that kind of stuff. I had to fight them, and we won. You know what you do? You call people on the carpet. You embarrass them. You shame them. I'm doing that right now with an ordinance concerning the sanctuary law that I wrote. You know, you call them on the carpet going, what are you doing? The citizens of San Francisco don't want this. Why are you doing it? You shame them.
Would you want to shake up City Hall in ways? So do you see corruption kind of infiltrating at different levels because of, say, I mean, you mentioned Willie Brown. I think that there's a lot of Willie Brown's legacy that's within City Hall.
Yeah.
How would you go about addressing that?
Well, on the whole mayor's race, during the whole campaign, I have said I would let go three or four of the very big department heads. The head of MTA and the department of DPW and Park and Rec need to get their resumes ready. I believe what they've done, they're like kings of kingdoms. People don't even know what they're doing, and they're absolutely running the city into the ground. I mean, you know, I've discovered sole source contracts based on, contracts based on a sole source exemption to redo a street 10 times because the money is still in the contract with a subcontractor that is totally corrupt. And that money can be so used in better places. Moreover, a sole source contract, let's say you want a painting. When you give a sole source contract without a competitive bid such that the efficiency is higher, the lack of efficiency is higher and the price is lower, you're going to end up, you have to have a Picasso. In other words, this person has to be a sole source exemption. If you want a painting, it's got to be Picasso or Leonardo himself, okay? It isn't some company that digs a hole in the ground and paves the street. There are a lot of companies, nobody doing contracts in our city should have a sole source exemption when it comes to MTA or DPW, period, period.
Having stated that, with some of the powers that be in city politics, mm-hmm. do you think that affects your chances to become mayor?
I think the people of San Francisco absolutely love it. They absolutely, because who has the guts to say DPW's got to find a new job? I'm in this because I love San Francisco. I'm not in this to make people have a better salary at the highest levels. Do you know that the head of DPW makes over $405,000 a year?
I see a lot of salaries in city government that are extraordinarily high.
It's boggling.
We're speaking with Angela Alioto. She's a candidate for mayor of San Francisco. So I have a lightning round. What do you think about the use of tasers in policing?
I think police officers should have the alternative of a taser.
Legalized adult use recreational marijuana, is that good or bad?
I think it can be good in some places and bad in others. For example, the Chinese community doesn't want it. And if that community doesn't want it anywhere near them, I think they should have that choice.
Charter schools versus conventional schools in the public school system.
Conventional.
Why?
Because if someone would care about our conventional district schools, they would be wonderful.
The Golden State Warriors coming to San Francisco.
Love it. I'm a fan. I did the legislation that built the Giants. We were going to lose them to Pittsburgh, to St. Petersburg in Florida. And I'm a fan. And people should remember that the Warriors were San Francisco Warriors before they became Golden State.
That's true. They played right over the hill
they
here
sure
at the
did.
Cal Palace.
They sure did.
What do you think about the Central Subway?
I think it's just a shame. It needs to go all the way down to Fisherman's Wharf. I mean, what is that about, stopping in Chinatown? I mean, really, what is that about?
What do you think of how Mid-Market Street changed during the Lee administration?
Ed Lee was a really good friend of mine. And if you knew Ed Lee, you'd know that a lot that happened wasn't really in the heart and soul of Ed Lee. That's just my personal opinion.
Do you like how Mid-Market Street changed?
No, I think that it's... Look, there was a real recession. I get that. And we absolutely need to invigorate the city. I also get that. Again, nobody sat down and made out a plan. And the concept of giving billionaires a tax incentive is like, did you give that to the small businesses? Did you help small businesses in any way? Small businesses are absolutely inundated with several different taxes, okay? Why? It's just horrible. I'm really upset about what's happened to small businesses. So when the tech came to town, there wasn't a plan. So I think it could have been done in a little smoother way and not so all at once. But it is what it is, and we have time to stop anything that is, harming our city, which is what I'm doing.
What do you hate most about San Francisco?
The congestion. The traffic congestion's out of control.
What do you love most about San Francisco?
Oh, come on, it's iconic. It's my city. You know what I mean? It's San Francisco's iconic. You can travel around the world and not leave San Francisco.